بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي إبراهيم عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى عنه. We are still reading this narration, this hadith, which is narrated by Abu Ibrahim Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, which is the last hadith in this chapter, in this kitab, with regard to sabr. And sabr, of course, as we have explained, it has come in all the hadith here, how important a quality it is. And here, particularly the part that we are reading today, that when a person goes in jihad, which is also a command of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, for jihad also a person needs a lot of sabr. Then he will be able to go out in jihad, make sabr on himself. He will have to leave his family, he will have to leave all his occupation and go out in the path of Allah, which starts from effort for deen on ourselves first, and then on our families, etc., and then the whole ummah. And then as the requirement comes to the various levels of making effort, jihad, only if a person has got sabr, then he will be able to do it. But if he cannot give up his luxuries, his comforts, his home, he cannot give up, he cannot make sabr without all his normal way of life, then there is no question that he is going to be able to make jihad and make effort for deen. Therefore, this quality of sabr is very important. We came to that part of the hadith sharif where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ ظِلَالِ السُّيُوفِ. And know very well that Jannat lies under the shade of the swords. The statement, Jannat lies beneath the shade of the swords, is similar to another hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jannat lies beneath the feet of the mothers. And meaning thereby that obedience to one's mother and fulfilling her rights guarantees a person entry into Jannat. This is also one very important aspect. Just as Jannat lies in the shade of the swords, like that Jannat lies under the feet of the mother. So to make one's mother happy, to serve her and to fulfill all her rights while she's living also, if she has passed away, to make dua, maghfirat, to make hisali sawab always for her. This is also a very important aspect of our deen, and this guarantees a person entry into Jannat. So, of course, with the condition that as long as they do not command us to do anything against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. If they do command us to do anything against the commands of Allah, then as in all other matters, our first loyalties are to Allah Ta'ala and then to other people. If anyone commands us anything against the commands of Allah, then we will, if they are our parents, etc., we will still respect them, but we will not obey that command. Only Allah's commands will be obeyed. Also, it is explained that in the statement that Jannat lies in the shade of the swords is one of those statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which is concise but very articulate, as it combines many elements of eloquence. Just this words, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with one great miracle also, that he was jami'ul kilam, that his speech was very concise, but it took in it lot of meaning, lot of things were meant in that. So like that, this also, that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Jannat lies under the shade of the swords, it encourages the believers towards jihad and urges them to pursue the enemy. As the need arises to make effort on the first jihad is against one's own nafs, and then carrying on, and as the need arises, where it arises to make to the enemies of Islam, that aspect also should be in us, that we make jihad. Today we want to make peace with everyone, and as an azab, Allah has put it now, that we want to make peace with the Christians and Jews also, to that extent that all of us are the same, our beliefs are the same, and there is no difference between us. a person cannot understand to what levels he drops. And the most stupid and the most wrong things a person does when he leaves the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And he justifies it and he imposes it on others also. Today with all the interfaith meetings, all lately in Abu Dhabi, where so many so-called top ulama and great people of the ummah gathered to make all the religions one religion. So we have to think very carefully. When a person doesn't understand, then he goes to that extent. And we are commanded by Allah, so many ayats of the Quran and in the hadith, that the enemy, we will make jihad with them. Not that we make peace with the enemy. Peace you make with your own friends, with your own people, with the people who think correctly. But those who are opposed to Islam and deen, how can ever be peace be made with those people? It advises them to draw their swords jointly in such a way that the shade covers them. In other words, this is proverbial, that the swords will make like a cloud. So much they will make the effort. This means making great effort for the sake of deen. And that we are ready for the sake of deen to sacrifice everything. The Sahaba gave their lives in order to save deen. Today we are changing the deen to say that what we think we are going to save our lives. We cannot, life has to go. Nobody has come to live permanently. We all have to go. And if we give our lives for deen, this is the greatest good fortune a person can get. He gets the mort of a shaheed. And by virtue of participating in jihad, they will enter Jannah. And the highest stages of Jannah for the shuhada, there are such great ni'mats that await them that we cannot ever imagine in this world. Like that, the ni'mats of Jannah, we cannot perceive them in this world. They are so great, and it is necessary also that we refresh our minds regularly with the ni'mats of Jannah, so that we don't make this world and the things of this world the object of our lives. Otherwise, the small petty things of this dunya, we regard it as great, great things, and we forget the great ni'mats of Jannah. And what the shuhada will get, that we cannot imagine. Yeah, in this world, they go through, it looks outwardly, a great difficulty becoming a shaheed, giving their lives, presenting their lives for Allah. But what Allah gives in return, a person cannot imagine. Like the Sahabi, as he was passing away, and he exclaimed, "Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba." By the Rabb of Allah, the Kaaba, I have become successful. Only Allah knows what and what he saw, and what Allah had given him, that and forever and ever, the little life of this dunya, small, temporary, inferior, weak life a person gives, and Allah gives that eternal life of great, great glory and enjoyment forever and ever. Make Allah make it that we get our perspectives in order, we get our priorities in order, and understand for what Allah has sent us here, and the sabr, that we make an effort to acquire this great quality of sabr, without which to live a life of honor and dignity is almost impossible. وآخر دعوانا